good. I knew that I wouldn't. I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. So good, so good. I got a year. Oh, I feel nice.
We're back. We're back with the 2015 CCAM Commercial Real Estate Outlook Conference. We've been doing interviews with the key speakers and key sponsors. It's also the 300th episode of Freed on Business. What a super way to celebrate. And now I've got one of my old friends. Gosh, everybody's my old friend on this. Arno Carcente. Arno, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me, Jim. It's a pleasure.
Oh, man, I've been waiting a long time to interview you, Arno. Now, Arno, tell me a little bit about 13th Floor and what you've been doing, because I met you so long ago when you were going to school, and it's so great to see how you've evolved and built one of the powerhouses in South Florida real estate.
Well, I appreciate that. I'm not sure about a powerhouse, but 13th Floor is a boutique investment and development company based here in Miami. We focus on trying to find value opportunities throughout the entire market. So we're pretty agnostic in terms of what we do, you know, residential, commercial, mixed use. What we're looking for is pretty much good deals. We represent a number of investors ranging from friends and family, high school buddies of mine who've been with me since I started, to high net worth individuals, and to a couple of institutions. And all told, we put out about $275 million of equity in the last 7-8 years, and we've managed approximately about $1 billion of real estate in total cost.
Well, Arno, the markets are changing now. We've gone through an incredible growth spurt in all product types here in Miami-Dade County, and now we're seeing an evolution into the next phase of the market. What are you seeing coming up, and do you have any special approaches that you're looking at to take advantage of the market opportunities?
Well, I think that first and foremost, it's an exciting market. There's no question about it. It's exciting to be a part of, and we're very grateful that we are in a rising and growing economy, because obviously we don't take that for granted. Having said that, that strong growth makes it difficult sometimes to think about what's in the future. I mean, we cut our teeth in the distress cycle where we were buying assets at candidly pennies on the dollar. So it's a little difficult today when you're looking at pricing and you're looking at velocities and where they're going. But we're believers in Florida. We're believers in South Florida. So I think long term these assets should do well. We're just trying to be very careful in the way in which we acquire them. So to answer your question in terms of where we see the growth, I think you got to stick to the basics. You know, population growth, wage growth, those are translating to interesting ideas in the residential space, both in multifamily and in housing. The condo business right now is obviously very exciting, but it's also very volatile, as we know, and we have to be careful about that. And so, we're just one of the challenges is just being able to, you know, see the forest for the trees. That's what we're trying to do.
So it sounds to me like the big word in your shop starts with a D. It's discipline.
Yes, discipline. It's actually not a fun. It's not a fun way of living your life in business, unfortunately, because you wake up in the morning wanting to get something done, and oftentimes you fight really hard and you work really hard to turn something down. Doesn't seem like a logical way of making a living, but unfortunately, in this business, you spend most of your time on the things that don't work, and so you have to be careful in what you jump in and out of. I think the hardest part about this is actually the discretion and the trust that our investors put in us to actually go out and buy the right things. And so at the end of the day, we're more comfortable with not doing a good deal than getting involved in the wrong one.
Well, what do you think makes a good deal? Is it the real estate? Is it the market? Is it the way you capitalized it? What makes a good deal, Arno?
I think to begin with, it's the fundamentals. I mean, it's gotta defend itself, you know? I mean, at the end of the day, what makes a good deal are all the things that everybody talks about, the people, the values, the location, all those things. But at the end of the day, it's the answering one very simple question. What if? What if everything you just said, or everything you believe in, or everything that you assumed doesn't happen the way that you want it to? Or what if it takes longer? Or what if the markets turn a little bit differently? And so the what if is how we underwrite, and that's why we're hounds when it comes to value. And
what are you seeing as good opportunities in today's market as you continue to evolve as a company, Arno?
Well, as an example, in downtimes, you want to be buying. In good times, one strategy is to lend. By lending, what you do is you're still in the game. You're a player in the game. Obviously, you have to lend at a certain yield that will meet your investors' returns, and I'm not going to be able to compete with local banks and things of that nature. But by lending capital, you can be in the game, but you also reserve the opportunity to also be helpful because we are operators. So in a lot of times what we're doing today is we're providing debt structures that also have an equity component or maybe the option to become equity. It might not necessarily be the way of getting the most amount of the upside, but it's a nice defensible strategy to play in this game without necessarily taking all the risk.
So it sounds like you're making risk-adjusted returns and you're solving problems, and people would want to come to you because you don't only provide capital, but you also provide not only financial capital, but it sounds like intellectual capital as well.
Yeah, in fact, we look to make the highest return on our intellectual capital more than our actual dollar capital, in the sense that our biggest value in our shop is really our team. I mean, we've got guys who, these guys are very impressive. We've got in-house architects, developers, operators, managers.
Don't forget Mike.
Well, he runs the shop. Mike's probably the smartest guy I've ever worked with. These are guys who they live it, they breathe it. And at the end of the day, when you walk into my shop, I want it to feel a lot more than just a deal shop or a financial firm. I want it to feel like your project is going to really get taken care of, and we're going to lift this thing, we're going to make it happen. And of course, we're going to use money to do that. Otherwise, I don't think people would knock on our door. I don't think the good looks are enough.
Got that covered.
Yeah, right. But I think it's more than that. I think it's understanding nuances of the cycle, understanding where we are, understanding how to get a construction loan, and taking it from concept to reality.
Well, Arno, we've only got a minute or so left, so why don't we give somebody a takeaway? You're going to talk to the folks in there in a couple minutes. What's your takeaway that you're going to give them?
You know, my biggest takeaway right now is to be cautiously optimistic. I think you want to get out of bed, and you want to get excited about, you want to participate in this market, but don't be afraid to pull back sometimes and be cautious about it. There's nothing wrong with that. It's, I guess, to summarize it, I'll tell you, you could live with the trains that you don't catch, but make sure you get on the right one and do all your homework early, because it's game time when you buy and do the deal.
Arno Carcenti, 13th Floor Investments, one of the true visionaries here in our market today, and one of the people that's taken good bets, risk-adjusted returns. Arno, congratulations on what you're doing. I can't wait to hear you speak inside.
Thanks for having me, Jim. It's always a pleasure.
It's my pleasure. We're here live at the 2015 CCIM Commercial Real Estate Outlook Conference. It's also the 300th episode of Freedom Business.